Welcome to our daily rosary meditation and the next in this series on the 30 things that you should know about your faith. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. It's amazing the influence parents have on our lives. Each of us receives good things from our parents. Existence, for a start, which is the precondition for any other good, but also traits, looks, manners of speech. Usually, our parents give us food and clothing and care, education, affection, skill sets, and countless other resources. But it's also true that our parents fail each of us in some way, and they fail us by not giving us certain things we have a right to expect. They fail us by not giving us proper care or education. They sometimes fail us by not bringing us up in the faith, and they certainly fail us whenever they fail to give us a good example. And these privations, these things our parents fail to give us, often start us out in life with a sort of handicap. Well, the doctrine of original sin is basically just the first and most universal case of our parents not providing us with something they should have. It's the story of our first parents, Adam and Eve, squandering what should have been our inheritance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The first sin was committed before the human race ever entered the picture. It was committed by Satan and his followers. But Satan's sin, by itself, couldn't have damaged us if Adam and Eve hadn't listened to Satan in the garden. But they did listen to Satan. They listened to him and decided they wanted to become like God without God. They turned their back on the Creator of all things, so they could have what they wanted when they wanted it. It was a sin of pride, a sin of worldliness, a sin of disobedience, a sin of disordered desire, as every human sin would be ever after. And the thing is, God is the source of all good things, including the good of our own human nature. So you can't cut yourself off from God without having terrible repercussions throughout your whole life. And that's exactly what happened to our first parents. They became wounded in every aspect of their human nature, and then they passed that wounded humanity down to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Original sin caused us to lose our relationship with God, which is the worst evil that could happen to anyone. And yet, when we're born separated from God. Also, our psychological character is compromised. That means our soul has been wounded. Our intellect is weak, and knowing the truth, especially the most important truths, is difficult. And our will is weak. And doing what we're supposed to do, especially when it comes to pursuing virtue, is really hard. And our feelings are all over the place. Sometimes we have a real desire for things that are totally destructive, or we have a real distaste for the greatest goods life has to offer. And finally, our physical character is damaged. We have birth defects and horrible illnesses. We fall apart with age, and we get tired easily, and we get sick, and eventually we die. But God didn't make us like this. He didn't make us estranged from Him or broken in our soul or body. Our first parents broke our humanity, and then that broken humanity was all they were able to hand on to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We should also point out that the first sin of Adam and Eve didn't just cause us internal damage. It also damaged the way we relate to things outside of us. Right after their sin, Adam and Eve can't even look at each other right, so they have to put on clothes. Adam blames Eve for offering him the apple in the first place, and God says that the relationship between Adam and Eve will be strained from there on out. And then, of course, when they have kids, one of their sons kills the other one. So after sin, all our relationships with other people, well, they're a mess. Men and women, husband and wives, parents and children, siblings and strangers. All those relationships are subject to a strain, and it takes tremendous effort to keep them from turning into all-out hostility. And even our relationships with the natural world is damaged. God says that the ground won't bear food easily. That's certainly evident by my backyard and garden. But it's a symbol of the whole way the human person has become out of sync with nature. Floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, and natural disasters of all kinds show the disconnect between us and our environment. The animals, too, which before the fall came to Adam without fear so that he could name them, now these same animals flee in fear and sometimes attack us lethally. Why did all this happen? Because God is the source of all order, and you can't damage your relationship with Him without throwing a wrench in the gears of the world and getting off kilter with everything else. And this too is part of our heritage from that first sin of Adam and Eve. The bottom line is, God created an amazing world and we wrecked it. And then we have the arrogance to blame Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. This is what we mean when we say we're all born in original sin. That doesn't mean we commit sin as soon as we're born, or that we're born guilty for something we didn't do. It means we're born into the humanity that was damaged by Adam and Eve's original sin. Of course, we should honor Adam and Eve as we should honor all our parents, since they are the source of our lives and life. Even wounded life is a great and beautiful good, but we also have to acknowledge that we suffer because of their failings as parents, which should come as no surprise because that's also the case with our immediate parents. But here's something to remember. We are all ultimately made for a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, which means that nothing any human parent could give, no matter how great a mother or father they are, would ever be enough for our happiness. The incompleteness of what any human parent can offer, whether they're great parents or lousy ones, should just serve as an incentive for us to go beyond our human parents and seek the divine parent who is the source and supplement of all human parenthood. So don't give in to resentment toward Adam and Eve, and don't give in to resentment toward your own immediate parents, and don't give in to discouragement about your own failure as a father or a mother. God used Adam and Eve's sin as the occasion for the coming of the Savior, and He uses every parental failing as the occasion of drawing all Adam's children to Himself. Rejoice that God has supplemented for the failings of human fathers and mothers, and respond to those failings with forgiveness and a newfold resolution to build a relationship with your own father, and then do everything that you can for the salvation of your children. See, this meditation should give you hope that Adam and Eve's fall brought the Savior Christ. This is why we say at the Easter Vigil, O happy fault that brought us so great a Redeemer. So even if your kids have fallen away from the faith and you're beating yourself up, God, our Heavenly Father, can turn everything around. Trust Him and offer every prayer and sacrifice you can to Him for the conversion of your children. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven chief operations officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them. Well, Teresa, what struck you about this meditation on original sin?
I think this one, it surprised me because I didn't think this is the direction that a meditation on original sin would go. But I think it's very topical because I talk to so many young people these days where the cause of all of your problems is it's how you were raised. And I mean, objectively, you can look at it and say, who we are is mostly nurture. So you can absolutely say I'm this way because of my parents. And so if you don't like something about yourself, it's really your parents' fault. But then everyone always comes to the conclusion though, but their parents were like this. So it's not like I can really blame them because it was actually their parents and actually their parents before them, they were even worse. And it just trickles all the way back in a way that's really not productive. It's kind of this confusing blame game. It's what we see whenever there's some horrific criminal on the news, and then the next big news story that comes out is their horrible home life. But there's always a weird reaction because then people are like, well, it's not like they're not to blame for what they've done. But it's illuminating, at the very least, that you're like, huh, it all comes from somewhere. But it's not helpful. And I think this is the perfect meditation on it. Trickles all the way back. We're just talking about original sin.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you're not going to solve that with a blame game where you go all the way back and then you get out of it. It's all this is to say, not where did it come from, but where is it going?
Excellent.
And what are you going to do with it? And what's your next step?
Yeah.
Not what have your parents done to you, but what can you do now?
Yeah. And I would say the next step is not to turn and look at yourself and say, what do I got to fix?
Then what would you say?
The answer is the next step. What do you want? What do you want? What do you love most? I was talking with a friend of mine, and he asked me, is the problem in the world with faith about a lack of knowledge? I said, no, it's a lack of love. Because when we want God, when we've tried everything and we realize as good it is as it was or is, it doesn't satisfy.
Yeah.
There must be more. And then we recognize or we somehow realize that more is God. And then, well, I want God. The more we love him and fall in love with him, the more we want to get to know. And then we realize the only thing that's separating me from him is my sin. And then I want to get rid of that. But what's the motivation? Is it looking at my brokenness, or is it being attracted by this great love that is perfect goodness?
Because what you're saying is that in that entire line of history, that kind of line of unbroken sin, the thing that's missing isn't the desire to just better yourself. People have wanted to better themselves for generations, but the thing that is consistently missing is that relationship with God.
Yeah, it's not, self-help won't do it. It's allowing yourself to be attracted to the great beauty, the beautiful one, the one who is all good, all perfect, all beautiful, all knowledge, everything. The only one that can fulfill every desire. Just allow yourself to be attracted to that one. And
yeah,
it will give you the motivation to learn.
This also makes more sense to me because I think when you are trying to find in all of these broken relationships a perfect relationship, you will just consistently be wounded.
Or think of a guy who just doesn't have his stuff together. He has no manners. He can't dress right. He finds the most amazing woman who actually likes him. And all of a sudden he starts getting everything together. What's drawing him? It's not self-help. It's the love that makes him change. I think one of the mistakes that we've made in Catholic education, in catechesis programs, in parenting, is that we put all the emphasis on knowledge, where the emphasis should be first on love of God.
Yeah.
Because if you love God, you'll have all the motivation to get the knowledge. But if you don't love him, who cares about the knowledge? It's love of God that transforms the wounds of original sin. And if you want to love God, just spend time with him in prayer. Because the more you spend time with him, the more you'll love him. It's a very simple remedy. Just spend time with him in prayer. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.